This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and as usual, I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, if at any point during the show you want to get a little bit more information, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. Or, of course, you can visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, don't forget, while you're at the website, check out the radio and TV show pages. You can see all sorts of our previous episodes out there. And of course, you can also subscribe to the radio show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And of course, if you are thinking about retirement, if you are at a point where you'd like to maybe put a plan together or maybe get a second opinion on your current plan, feel free to give us a call and schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule with us in our Wausau or Eau Claire office or virtually if that works better for you. Now, I don't know about you, but as we shift firmly into spring, finally, my mind begins to fill with images of the perfect summer road trip. I certainly love the open road, the blue skies, and adventuring to new locations. And of course, it sounds pretty exciting to most people, right? But if you're already retired or you're close to it and sticking carefully to your budget and financial strategy, the idea of a summer road trip probably makes you think a little bit more about the dollars and cents. But I have some good news on that front. With some research, realistic expectations, and financial discipline, you may be able to hit the open road this summer with less anxiety and a little bit more excitement. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some potentially fun, exciting, and affordable 2023 summer road trip destinations. But before we put the pedal to the metal and hit the open road, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Yeah, I had a nice long weekend, really had a good time, went and visited my parents, spent some time with my son one-on-one. He's 24 now, and we had a really great time. Just me and him, haven't done that in a while. We went on a little road trip of our own to see my parents. And at the same time, my daughter went with her boyfriend to visit the UP. They went camping and, hiking and kayaking. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, the upper P, the UP of Michigan there, and I guess it's beautiful up there. I've never been.
It's cool. Beautiful up there. I've been up there several times. There's lots of good waterfalls to go check out up in that area.
yeah,
and that sounds, I know you're going to talk about some inexpensive places to take a nice vacation, but from what my daughter told me, she came back, showed me some pictures. It was great. They really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been up there many times over the last several years, and it's definitely beautiful, especially in the summer.
This is the time.
Yeah, a little more desirable weather-wise in the summer than in the middle of winter in the UP.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go to the upper P without in the winter, probably. Sue, how about you?
I'm good. Just, enjoying this awesome, beautiful weather we've been having and, doing really not much of anything, enjoying the weather.
But you've been seeing some family. Didn't you get together with family over that long weekend last week?
No, just basically the grandkids and did some boating and, just relaxed. It was very nice just to have some time just to just do some nice things. Like I said, we took the pontoon out.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's fun. Yeah. How about you, Cole? What did you do?
I spent the weekend down in Rockford, actually. I have a good friend that lives down in Rockford, right. Illinois, and a group of our friends went down. She's got a nice in-ground pool in her backyard, and the weather was fantastic, so we just hung around by the pool all weekend.
Yeah, Rockford's a fun little town. That's where the guys from Cheap Trick are from, and a couple of them still live there. Rick Nielsen, the guitar player the band Cheap Trick, he's always there. He lives in Rockford. And the their old drummer, Bunny Carlos, I think he has a little like Cheap Trick museum there. I love Cheap Trick, so that kind of helped put Rockford on the map. pretty big band, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fun. You were in Rockford. Well, we're already talking about places people might want to visit, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Sue, where do you want to start?
Well, there was a Good Housekeeping article entitled 20 Best Cheap Places to Travel in 2023, and it really does offer up some memorable potential destinations and also provides some specifics about cost. Now, the first budget-friendly destination is Lassen Volcanic National Park in California. While not as well known as the state's Yosemite and Joshua Tree National Parks, Lassen Volcanic is a spectacular destination located in the Cascade Mountains. The park has lodging, junior ranger programs, and dining options. Now, while most visitors camp or stay in cabins or the park's guest ranch, neighboring communities have numerous affordable chain hotels. Now, according to the article, the average Lassen hotel room runs about $116.
Wow, that's not bad.
No, it's pretty cheap.
Sometimes, like you said, avoiding the hot spots, the big tourist spots like Yosemite, that can not only show you new sites, it can also keep a little more money in your pocket thanks to smaller crowds. It's funny you mentioned Joshua Tree. My youngest daughter and I were recently out in Palm Springs, and we checked out Joshua Tree. Really cool. And not that expensive, but, you know, there were quite a few people around there.
Huh.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A little larger crowds, I imagine. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now your next affordable destination is Pittsburgh, which may surprise you a little bit, but as part of the Rust
Belt,
right, exactly, you don't necessarily think of that, but as part of the Rust Belt revival, the Steel City has pushed hard to ditch its reputation for smoggy skies to better show off its award-winning urban skyline. Now, Pittsburgh has more than 400 bridges and steeper streets than San Francisco, which is certainly not something that I would have guessed. Now, are any of you out there Mr. Rogers fans? Pittsburgh was where he actually filmed his popular show, and his legacy continues to this day with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which is still filmed in the city. Are you traveling with kids? Check out the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and snap a photo with Roger's iconic shoes and also exploring four floors of interactive exhibits. Now, additionally, the city boasts Carnegie Museums, a Smithsonian location, and the National Aviary. Now, thanks to a surge in tech and medical industry workers, the local food scene has blossomed. And don't forget to ride the Duquesne Incline to the top of Mount Washington to take in the stunning skyline views. Currently, a plane ticket to the Steel City runs about $280.
Yeah, again, not bad. That is not a destination I would have ever thought of. But
well, put it on your list, Tony.
hearing you talk about it, the 400 bridges and steeper streets than San Fran, that's impressive. So, and you know what? Summer means baseball. I happen to know people, you guys probably do too, that their big deal is to travel around the U.S. and to visit every national baseball park. Professional baseball park.
I have heard that.
Yep. A lot of people do that, and the Pittsburgh Pirates play in Pittsburgh. So, and I've heard that's a beautiful ballpark, PNC Park. So, it has views of the river. It's set right on the river, and views of the skyline. And you know, baseball tickets are cheap, so that's another reason, I guess, to visit Pittsburgh.
Well, how do you want me to start that?
Yeah, that sounds good. And our next stop.
Yeah, that sounds right, Tony. And our next stop,
Well, that sounds good, Tony. And our next stop is the South Dakota Badlands, made famous by Mount Rushmore and the Beatles' Rocky Raccoon. Now, I'm sure a fair number of you listening today can recall a family road trip to see those four stone presidents. But the Badlands has a lot more going on. The Crazy Horse Memorial, which honors the Lakota leader who fought against colonization, is a stunning rock carving that's still in process. Now, the Badlands National Park has one of the world's richest fossil beds, making it a beloved location for dinosaur lovers of all ages. But there's also Waldrug, the gigantic curiosity shop that attracts millions of visitors annually. A lot of them have the Waldrug bumper sticker to prove it. Now, because the area is dense with hotels, the average price of a room is less than $100.
Yeah. And I want to tell you, growing up, I went to visit the Badlands and Mount Rushmore numerous times. That was kind of a family vacation we took every few years. And I've taken my whole family and my kids there. We've been there about three times. I think we went three times. And I think the Badlands are beautiful.
They are so beautiful. Absolutely.
I love the Badlands. And I think, you know, South Dakota gets a bad rap, and sometimes sometimes for obvious reasons, and I think it's justified. But the Badlands and Mount Rushmore are in one area, and they're nothing like the rest of the state. So they're mountainous, they're hilly, there's trees, and you can go horseback or trail riding on a horse. You can hike. It's just there's a lot of fossils you can find. Arrowheads, like original Native American Indian arrowheads. And I think it's a fantastic place to visit. Everyone should visit there. And cost-wise, I mean, you know, whether you have a lot of money or little money, it's a great place to visit. And there's now there's breweries, restaurants, wineries in beautiful settings. Waldrug is a tourist trap, but it's kind of fun.
Right.
You have to visit it to say you've been there.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, and you might want to, you know, check with your financial advisor before you take any trips and check out your current financial strategy. Get a plan in place, and then you'll have less stress when you travel, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if stunning landscapes and outdoor activities are your thing, the New River Gorge National Park and Preserve in West Virginia may also be an ideal destination. Now, the New River Gorge is the most recent of our country's 63 national parks. The park is designed around the sweeping path of New River, which is iconic. The park is designed around the sweeping path of the New River, which is an ironic name given that it's one of the oldest rivers in the world.
Wow.
Now, catering to adventurers, the park features more than 1,600 climbing routes, world-class whitewater rafting, and excellent fishing. Now, the park provides ample camping and hotel rooms in nearby Beckley, which average about $100. And Ace Adventure Resorts has luxury cabins, rustic campsites, and whitewater tours that provide free kids tickets with the purchase of an adult ticket. Local folks recommend Tudor's Biscuit World, a regional chain based in West Virginia, well known for filling breakfasts.
Ah, I love breakfast. I'll have to check it out. I don't know if I want to go clear to West Virginia, but that sounds good. Let's keep this rolling. I think it's been a fun show so far, and I'll be researching some of these destinations. Sue, what's the next spot on the map we want to talk about today?
Well, that Good Housekeeping article that I mentioned in the first segment also next recommends Door County, Wisconsin, which is one of my favorite places. Nestled on the shores of mighty Lake Michigan, Door County is a waterfront destination easily accessible to people from multiple regions. Now, the area features a healthy mix of lodging options, including chain hotels, Airbnbs, condo communities, and large resorts like the Landmark. Now, generally, rooms come in at about $150, and thanks to its watery location, the area is an outdoor enthusiast paradise. Now, whether sand sculpture contests or kayaking, paddleboarding, and a variety of free activities, you'll never get bored, whether traveling alone or with your kids or grandkids. So while we're mainly focusing on summertime fun today, you should also note that Door County is also a potentially terrific wintertime getaway, thanks to their ice fishing and cross-country skiing and also cozy lodging with plenty of fireplaces.
Wow. Sounds great, but I want to back up there, Sue, to something you said. You said sand sculpture contest. How many of those have you participated in? And have you ever done sand sculpture, and did you win the contest?
No, I can't say I ever did partake in one of those, but...
Sand sculpture contest. Yeah. I'm trying to picture you, Sue, involved in that, and I can't.
Well, can't do it. I can't do it either.
No. I'm just trying to picture what you would choose to sculpt. You know, it's either going to be, would it be a bust of your own head? Like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know
what that would be. That's in, I've never heard of.
I'd have to think about that one, Tony.
I've never heard of a perk being of a travel destination being a sand sculpture contest, but hey, obviously they have it. And the Great Lakes, you mentioned Door County and Lake Michigan. Wow. It's easy to go just a few miles outside of a popular tourist spot in an area like that and feel like you have these gigantic bodies of water all to yourself. There's a lot to see there.
Oh, absolutely. There really is. It's it's pretty impressive when you stand next to that big body of water and just kind of, you know, take it all in. It's kind of surprising that we have that so close to us, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Now, let's next head out of the United States for some potential summertime trips. Now, while you need to leave the car in the garage and hop on a plane to get to Panama City, Panama, it may well be worth it. While flights to Panama City can be a bit on the spendy side, with current prices averaging around $650, the city itself is actually quite budget-friendly. For example, a room at the Rian Aeropuerto Hotel and Casino, which has a pool, a swim-up bar, outdoor games, and a 24-hour airport shuttle, averages about $100. Now, a luxury stay at the Hyatt's Hotel La Campana, situated in a former Jesuit convent in the heart of the city's historical cultural district, will set you back about $350 a night, or roughly half of what you'd pay for a similar room in Cancun. Now, the city's Amador Causeway is really similar to Key West, Florida, and the region also has highly regarded museums, a sloth preserve, biking, and an affordable dining scene.
Wow. Cool. The sloth preserve, I just picture a big room with a lot of people I've worked with in the past, right, where they've collected certain people.
DMV employees.
I'm just
employees.
Kidding. Sloths are amazing. They have one at a zoo here, and it's fun to go watch him on the tree. And he'll just, you can sit in there for like 10 minutes and barely see him move, but they're very funny. So it is funny. But that's amazing. Panama, that's another one I wouldn't have thought of. I would have never thought of that. And again, work with your financial services professional. Make sure you've got the money. You don't want to dip into your retirement funds to get there. And getting a second opinion on where you're at will, again, help you hit the open road with less worry. So, Sue, what's next?
Well, the next place would be Quebec City. Canada might be a location that will leave you eager to head north. Now, while visitors flock to Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal, Quebec City sometimes doesn't receive the attention it deserves. This UNESCO World Heritage site has a distinctly European vibe, thanks to the cobblestone streets, and buildings are more than 400 years old, and a culture that embraces both French and English. The city's average hotel price is about $200 a night, and its immense walkability and vibrant and affordable restaurant scene means you may be able to wander to your heart's content without the need for a rental car or Uber. Now, for many, Quebec City can feel like a European vacation at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, I've definitely seen photographs of Quebec City, and they definitely have a European look. From everything I've read, the leaders of the city and the residents there really take their culture and historic preservation very seriously.
Well, that's always good. You know, I mean, obviously they've got something going and they want to keep it up. So obviously that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now let's head back to the U.S. by next highlighting Titusville, Florida. Now, post-pandemic, prominent destinations like Daytona and Tampa are having difficulty keeping up with demand, which means that hotel prices are expensive. But Titusville may hit the bullseye for affordability and memorable experiences. Situated near Cape Canaveral, on what's dubbed Florida's Space Coast, Titusville has everything popular beach communities offer, but at a more reasonable price. So if you don't want to drive, flights cost about $250, and the average room price is currently about $150. And the Kennedy Space Center is a true all-day experience for kids and adults alike, thanks to a fascinating museum that details NASA's history, flight simulators, interactive experiences, and tours. Rocket launches are visible from many spots in and around Titusville, and Marriott has a newer hotel with a rooftop viewing area. Now, the region also has a booming ecotourism industry, and the Marine Discovery Center provides boat tours, exploration, and manatee sightings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, manatees are very cool. I got a chance to see a manatee when I was last in Florida. It was really cool, and I'm sure even the most gadget-obsessed kid would be willing to put it down for a while to watch a rocket launch. So that sounds like a really good one.
Well, I think you're right, Tony, and if you're sick of telling the young people in your life to get off their doodads, Washington, D.C. may be just the thing. Now, while it's certainly not an under-the-radar destination, the city provides a truly stunning number of activities, many of which are free. Now, you can spend an entire week exploring the Smithsonian's museums and galleries, the National Zoo, Arlington National Cemetery, and the city's famous monuments, and more, all without spending a dime. And because you aren't spending a lot of money on your adventures during the day, you may be able to splurge a bit, sampling some of the city's dynamic food scene. And if sit-down restaurants aren't always your thing, D.C. is currently enjoying a rise of food trucks and food halls. Now, if you fly to D.C., you can safely plan on not needing a car thanks to the city's reliable and user-friendly metro system. Now, while hotel rooms right in D.C. can be spendy, the metro runs out into Maryland and Virginia, which means you can find a cheaper hotel and take the train to all the various attractions.
Yeah, my brother and sister-in-law live in Reston, Virginia, and work in the D.C. area. And so we've been out to visit them a few times. I love Washington, D.C. It's a great destination. The food there is very expensive. The hotels are very expensive, and they're expensive in some of the surrounding suburbs, a little bit cheaper than downtown. But it's true, you don't need a rental car there. That's a good point. You can either Uber, take the Metro. It's really great. Now, I'd like to keep this going. We've been talking about being prepared for summer by looking at some fun and memorable places to travel by car or plane without blowing up your budget. So, what's next?
Well, that Good Housekeeping article that we've been talking about has more great destinations that we're eager to highlight, the next of which is Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Now, the article cites a Camp Spot 2023 Outdoor Almanac survey that revealed Great Smoky Mountains National Park is one of the top five national parks that folks are hoping to visit this year. And why not? It's a remarkable region, whether you prefer pitching a tent in the woods or spending a night in a comfortable hotel room. As a getaway to the Smokies, Gatlinburg is a good jumping-off point for travelers eager to explore everything the area offers. Family-friendly campgrounds like Jellystone and Pigeon Forge provide modern amenities, and motel and cottages like Carr's Cottages offer family suites for around $150 a night. The area also has numerous national hotel chains. Now, because of Ripley's Museum, mountain coasters, a Space Needle, and much more, you won't find it hard to entertain yourself and your family in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, when my wife and I first got married and lived in Nashville, Tennessee for a few years, we took a trip to Gatlinburg in the Smokies, and we actually splurged and paid for a helicopter ride over the Smoky Mountains, and that was well worth the money. It's so beautiful there. And, of course, that's where Dollywood is.
Right.
Yeah.
The Dolly Parton theme park, Dollywood, is there. It has really touristy areas, but there are also beautiful areas. If you have little kids, there's so much to do there as well.
Well, our next destination is Indianapolis, and it may surprise some folks because it's one of those cities that most people have heard of, but probably aren't too sure of what's going on. Now, let me tell you, Indianapolis has a lot going on. The Children's Museum of Indianapolis covers a whopping 30 acres and draws more than 1 million visitors annually. Now, for people traveling with kids, the Children's Museum may be a reason enough to visit Indianapolis, and there's much more to do. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum is a fun way to learn more about the world-famous Indianapolis 500 and Indy car racing. And after you've raced through the museum, you can slow your pace a little bit by walking or biking around the Indiana Central Canal. Now, the city has numerous hotels and Airbnbs, and a nightly stay currently runs about $130.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I've never been there, but that does sound interesting. And, of course, if you're into IndyCar racing, it would be great to travel there during the Indianapolis 500 right. And try to get into that. I know that's probably not cheap, but would be a lot of fun, I would think. What's next, Cole?
Well, for many folks, when they think of California, they're going to think of Los Angeles, Hollywood, San Francisco, and the Pacific Ocean. But the state also has a vast array of opportunities to enjoy quiet, rugged, and beautiful natural spots. Big Bear Lake, located in the San Bernardino Forest, is an easy drive from Phoenix, Southern California, and Las Vegas, which means you can shop around for deals on flights should you prefer to travel via blue skies rather than blue highways. Now, some frequent Big Bear Lake visitors compare the area favorably to Lake Tahoe, but at a much more budget-friendly price point. Like Tahoe, the area features fantastic skiing and reasonably priced lift tickets, but it tends to be far less crowded than Tahoe's slopes. And in the warmer months, you can enjoy kayaking, hiking, horseback riding, mountain coasters, zip lining, and outstanding mountain biking. Numerous hotels, lodges, and campgrounds provide accommodations for any budget.
Sounds great. Well, this has been a great show. We're out of time. Thank you, Sue and Cole, for all the great ideas here. Great article that you found to talk about. Listeners, stay tuned for the how to get a hold of Sue and Cole because you want to set up that complimentary consultation. Cole, how can they do that?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call right away at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.